Hello, everyone. Can you do me a favor? When you have some free time, check out Metallic Dice Games at metallicdicegames.com, a first-rate vendor of premium dice and accessories. If you see something you like, use the promo code RBP10 at checkout and save 10% off your purchase. You can use this code as many times as you like, and doing so helps to support this podcast. Check out metallicdicegames.com today and use promo code RBP10 to receive 10% off your order. Thank you for your support.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Crypts of Azarun.
Right here in front of the door.
Gotcha.
Darkness is going to come out. I don't know how to draw shapes in this.
I can draw them.
Darkness is basically going to go like that. If you can see that box.
The box.
Yeah. Covers up a pretty good portion of the church.
And I can see it.
You can see through it?
Cool island.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right about there is darkness.
Okay. What does that do in terms of me being able
basically
to move
blind,
in darkness?
Basically blinds them. I mean, they can't see where they're going. Blinded doesn't say that it affects anything's movement, but actually, once I cast the spell, I'll keep moving, and I'll move right there.
Okay.
If you want to give those two that I was standing next to attacks of opportunity, go for it. They're at disadvantage.
You tricksy kitty.
Just knocking everything off every shelf in that square of darkness. Like, when they come back on, it's going to be like, dude, the ghouls did it. I don't know what happened. They all totally took a few and buried it. What me?
Neither one hits?
No.
Okay.
So essentially, from what I'm seeing, anything past this this ghoul, like, if you have dark vision, can you see in darkness?
No.
No.
You have to have a special ability.
Okay. I didn't know. Trying to find out.
There
you go. That's what I was trying to figure out, how to get an aura on there. Okay.
I just added it to me, so it's going to move with me. But
no, that's totally fine.
Actually, that makes sense. I'll cast it on myself.
Sure.
I don't see it. Or is it just
It's like a green globe. Go up toward the top of the...
Yeah, I'm looking at the top. I don't see the aura.
Weird. I can see it.
Refresh.
Okay. Yeah, I still don't see it. Oh.
So you can't see it.
Mm-mm.
I know about where it is.
Can you see that?
Yep, yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's roughly what it is.
Okay.
So I'm just going to leave that open square on there so you can see it.
Okay.
So you can turn the aura off if you want to, Jeff. So if that's your turn, Jeff, then it goes to the ghouls who can't see, but apparently that doesn't make much of a difference, I guess, in terms of movement? Or is it just rough terrain? Is it considered rough terrain?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So these guys are already moving at half because
they move a quarter speed.
So he's outside of it until he gets in. Disadvantage to attack, correct?
To attack me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a mess. Okay.
Schroeder's still
that
here?
It is the ghoul's turn.
Yeah, I'm still here.
You did.
So the ghouls all moved pretty much into the darkness, partially through the darkness. They're not moving very far. Sure.
One, two, three. I can't get to it. Yeah, I can. I can grapple within 5 feet, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, can I do it if he's partially obscured?
He's not in the darkness. Which one are you talking about? Are you talking about that one up there?
Yeah, I'm talking about the ghoul with the alkalite.
All right, so I get an op attack on you then from that one.
That's perfectly fine, but can you answer my question before I make that decision?
Can you grapple in darkness? Yeah. It's probably going to be a disadvantage.
Well, is he? That's okay. Sure.
You got that bardic inspiration.
It's not an attack roll.
I thought grapple was a special attack.
I thought it was an attack.
It takes the place of the attack action, but it's not an attack roll.
Mm.
I mean, you can give him disadvantage on it, but I don't know.
I mean, it's dark. He's trying to find a thing. That is a natural one to hit you, so he fails.
No. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and grapple that guy.
Get wrestled.
Plus I have bardic inspiration, so it's disadvantage. Do I have to choose one roll, or does it matter? Do I just add +6 to whichever one is my higher roll?
So add +6 to whatever one ends up being the one you have to use.
Gotcha.
So lower roll, I think, right?
Yeah.
But is it the grapple a strength check?
Yeah.
So rage first, because that gives you a
good call. Good call. I'm raging. There we go.
I want to see this big spiky armor son of a gun walk into the darkness and suplex a ghoul out of it.
Why do you know exactly what I'm trying to do?
He goes walking into the black and comes Hurricane Rana in out.
So rage gives me an extra +2. And since it's strength and my strength is +4, so it actually gives me a +6.
Nice.
roll 1d20 +6. So 14 is my first one. +6.
Okay, what are you rolling?
That's a strength check.
Oh, you're raging, so you have advantage on strength checks.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm just flat.
It's a flat roll. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, my bad. So then it's it's just a 14 then.
Add your bardic inspiration.
Yep. So it's just a D6, right?
Yeah. D6 and a half if you measure from the butthole. There you go.
So 20.
Gets me every time.
Yeah.
I measure from the back of the couch.
Are you sitting in the chair?
Yep.
It's an opposed roll, correct? Based on strength of dex.
Yes.
So that is... I got a 15 on my roll.
Okay. You, sir, have been raffled.
I beat you by 5, and he also takes 3 damage from my spike armor.
Nice.
Loving embrace of penetration.
Hey, it's just an instant 3 piercing damage.
Does that break his grapple on the acolyte, though?
It's just
wrestling checks.
Yeah. It just says, additionally, when you use the attack action to grapple a creature, the target takes 3 piercing damage if your grapple check succeeds.
Oh, okay. I don't know that it actually breaks the grapple on the other one.
Okay. Boots, you get up there and you grapple Schroeder. And then Flynn, you go grapple Boots. Then using leverage and the magic of D&D nonsense, we will create a 15-foot tall suplex of doom.
So it's gonna an athletics like check to grapple.
What's the character?
It is an athletics check specifically to grapple.
To grapple, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
well, if it's athletics, then that was a 22, not a 20.
Yeah, I mean, you saw him go in there, you grab him. I'm going to say that you grab him. He still has a hold of the acolyte because it doesn't say anything in here. Otherwise, tell you what, I'll give him an over-under to whether or not he lets go.
So does that put me on top of him?
I mean, you can't actually share a square, but yeah.
No, you're still adjacent.
Okay. He lets go of the acolyte.
Ooh. Surprise.
Run, bitch. Run for your life.
Is that your turn? Anything else?
Yeah, because I used my bonus action to rage.
Cool. Flynn.
All right, Carboy. Tactical maneuver. I will firebolt this guy. Ooh, 19 for one damage.
For one damage.
Oh, Carboy, that was embarrassing. I apologize. But Carboy, unload.
There you go.
25. That's my boy. And he's going to push this dude 5 feet into this square. Because he's doing some force. Boom.
Nice.
Boom.
Top of the order, Josh.
All right. Let's see what I got. I'll go ahead and use the old sling on that guy. I don't think... Yeah, I can't see boots. Nobody's been hurt except for him, right?
True. Yes. Okay. Yeah, everybody else is in darkness.
Okay. So I will sling the dude I can see. 15 to hit. 7 damage if it hit.
That is 7 damage.
Yeah! And then I will mock him for being knocked almost entirely off his feet by a barrel made sentient by a madman who last round essentially just pointed a hairdryer at him.
Nice. Anything else, sir?
No, I believe I've sufficiently mocked my own party members.
We are demoralized, sir.
Then this ghast will walk up on ya.
So so the guy I'm grappling is in darkness, but I'm not. How does that work?
You've got a hold of him, and he's trying to get into the darkness.
Okay. I just wasn't sure. Stopped
him from moving.
That is a 18 to hit.
It hits.
Okay, so he reaches out and bites. For minimum damage. That's a total of 5 piercing damage.
So, is it round down or round up?
Down.
Round down.
There you go. 2 damage.
You got slobbered on.
You, sir, have been bit. So he moved 5, 10. Okay. I still have movement, which would give you an op, but you would have to let go of the grapple to take it.
No, you wouldn't.
Got that. Oh, that's right. I guess technically you can hold it with one hand.
Yep.
Yep.
So he's gonna go ahead and go into the darkness.
No, I'm gonna take my op attack first, though.
Well, go ahead and take your op attack.
You said I got to roll it one-handed, though, right?
1d20. Yep, correct. Unless you drop the grapple.
15 hits.
15 hits.
1. It's a d8, I believe, right? D10 drops to...
Yes.
Yes.
For 8 damage.
Are you adding in your rage damage?
Nope. For 10 damage. Thank you.
Double digited. Homeboy's got a future in the career.
All right. So he disappears into the darkness after getting slashed. Jeff, you are in the darkness.
Yep. I'm going to... I'm going to hit the one that's grappling the acolyte that's right next to me.
Okay.
I can see just fine, so I roll with advantage.
I didn't realize Tabaxi could see in darkness.
They can't. Warlocks with devil sight can.
Oh, special shit.
That's a 20 to hit.
Hit, sir.
For 9 damage. Oh, as a bonus action, I'll move my hex to that one. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I figured you would. This is the first time he's been hit. Okay. Is that your turn? Anything else?
Can I see through this door?
I guess technically you can. Anybody else would be able to, but...
Technically, if that door is open, the darkness extends through it.
That is true. So
the one that went in there before is now in darkness.
They open it up for you, sir.
Yep.
So you can see in there. I'm not sure that anyone else can, but you can.
Yep. No, nobody else can see anything over there.
It opened a sliver, but nothing long.
Yes, you can't. You don't see that that ghoul.
Okay. I'm done.
Okay. We then go to the ghouls.
Did the guy that I attacked, since it's now a full cycle, did the alkalite I got out of the grapple try to run away?
Yeah, he will.
Because it's been a full turn at this point, because I'm next after the ghoul.
Yeah, hang on, I'm having trouble. He's underneath this guy, so I'm going to just do this for a second. So he will attempt to run, although he's in darkness and can't see.
I think he would know he was only 5 feet in the darkness.
Yeah, but...
He could disengage and just run.
Yeah.
Okay. He is out of the darkness. Right next to you. As the ghouls turn, the one that you have grappled will attempt to... I can attack and I grapple, can't I?
Yep.
Yep. Ugh, that's a miss.
Am I able to attack and a grapple as long as I'm not attacking with my weapon?
You can attack with your weapon. You just have to be holding on with one hand.
Yep. Oh, okay.
The one holding the acolyte here will attempt to go through the door, so you will get an op attack, sir.
That's 15 to hit.
That's a hit.
14 damage.
Oh, baby.
Ooh, that one actually drops dead.
Oh, baby.
The acolyte there.
Nice job, Jeff.
So that one died and let go of the acolyte. This one will attempt to attack you at disadvantage.
Yep.
Well, first roll was a 4, so it's guaranteed to be a miss. Then there's one more guy up here. All right, so he's just getting a little closer.
So are these acolytes trying to break the grapple?
Yeah, I mean, they're scared shitless and they don't know what to do.
Okay. Just curious.
You can definitely see that they're struggling, but they are quite...
And now blinded.
And now blinded. and quite weak compared to these creatures. Ghoul, so... sorry, Schroeder.
Alright, I'm going to suplex this fucker onto my sword.
Suplex.
Because my attacks shouldn't be a disadvantage because I'm holding them, right?
Your attacks? No.
I mean,
into the darkness?
I suppose that's fair.
I mean, I know where he's at. I'm literally holding on to him. Yeah,
you do have a hold of him.
You can just move back 5 feet because you can move them with you half your speed.
You can drag him out of there, yeah. That is true. It's just half your speed.
Okay. Well, and I can take my move action first, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm not really worried about full half speed. Let's just take him with me. So pull him one hex out.
Now apply percussive maintenance.
Oh, only a 9, so I imagine that doesn't hit.
That does not hit.
Okay. Then I will take my bonus action. But oh. That does. Okay, so roll 1d4 plus. that's funny. 7 damage. My spike armor on a 1.
Nice. Sorry, Flynn.
Carboy, tactical advance. And I am also going to tactically advance. 4, 5. And I'm going to firebolt yon asshole. 15.
Hit.
7 damage from a bolt of fire from my flavor rod.
Schroeder, you feel this one getting very weak in your arms?
Do the ghouls have the green things in their eyes too?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Grows weak in your arms. It motions to come closer and whispers, Carboy is going to put it out of its misery. It cannot stand its suffering. 20 to hit and 9 damage.
9 what?
This one fall. Yeah, this ghoul falls limp and as it's.
I sure don't.
As it sort of droops backwards, the emeralds kind of fall out of its eye sockets.
Dibs again.
And clink on the floor in front of you.
Oh, as I pass that corpse, did anyone pick those emeralds up?
Nope.
I'm going to just do a little free action scoop into my bunghole. I'm out of free action. I hope Lucas doesn't object.
I don't give a shit. You're going to pick him up eventually, so.
Yoink.
Top of the order, Josh. Everyone right. You see, hang on, this one is dead. Everything you see in front of you is dead. We'll go ahead and just move this guy towards us.
We did it, lads.
Beep, 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 beep. 20, 25,
30. So you can't see anybody inside the darkness.
Okay. I will indiscriminately fire into the darkness. You decide what that does. Take this, you ghastly bastard. I'll kind of direct it where I saw Schroeder, you know.
Roll me a d6.
All right, d6. Yeah.
Okay. Roll to hit.
He already did.
Oh, I'm sorry. You hit something in this area.
Ah. I am sorry. I'll fix it. I promise.
Whatever it is, it screeches.
Oh, he doesn't sound
anything else
happy.
On your turn? Anything else?
No.
Okay. Top of the order. Sorry, you are the top of the order. So, Ghasts go next. This one will attempt to strike the cat in the darkness.
Get stroke.
Imagine 11 will miss.
Yes, it will.
All right. It is now on you, Jif. Ghast right behind you. As you can see everything, you can see these things are heading back toward the door.
Yep. I'm going to... I don't have any good way of getting that guy out of there.
I mean, if they can't see you, they can't get an op attack, right? Or do they still get those?
It's disadvantage.
Oh, okay. You could always just drag homeboy from here to up there.
Yeah, I guess technically he'd only get one opportunity attack going that way. I'm going to direct him to run up this way.
Direct him or grab him?
No, I'm going to shove him out of the way and tell him to go that way.
Okay. In the darkness, it's about as far as he can move.
Yep. One of those will get an attack opportunity.
The ghoul will. It will be this one down here, yep. Yeah. Rolled a 2, so that's probably a miss, even on the acolyte.
I will use a bonus action to shift my hex to this one.
Okay.
It's an 18 nice. To hit.
That will hit. Boy.
God damn, that's only 8 damage.
Damage is damage.
Yeah, it is. I'm not going to complain too much.
So last time I did this, I gave you an opportunity to let go. That one will keep hold.
Okay.
Is that everything for you, sir?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so the ghouls. I don't know why it's not taking both of those. This one is going to move away from you with the acolyte in hand, so you can take an op attack on it if you wish.
Yeah, I will. That's 24 to hit.
That will hit. Still keeps hold.
It's 13 damage.
Nice.
And then this one that I moved towards you will attack at disadvantage. Does a 15 hit?
15 does not hit.
Oof. Claw, claw. Well, claw, I guess. All my other ghouls are dead, right? Yep. Dead or gone. So that is the ghoul's turn. Schroeder.
So I'm at half movement once I go into darkness, right?
Yes.
Okay. But I can still dash? It'll just be like a regular movement if I dash?
Yes.
One, 15, 20. Take an op attack.
It can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Josh can't actually see that, but he did kill that thing a minute ago.
No. Nice.
Yeah.
I was leaving it there until somebody ran by it and noticed.
All the day's work.
Okay. Now, do I still get the bonus action or no?
Does the bonus action say you have to have attacked first?
I don't believe so. It's just while wearing and raging, you can use a bonus action to make one melee weapon attack.
Then yes, you do get that.
Okay, then I'm going to hit the ghast I'm standing right in front of.
Okay, it's disadvantage in darkness.
1D. Do that again.
Ah, 13.
No, he said that's a hit. The other one again.
It is a hit?
13, nice. 13 is their AC. You guys have been bouncing around it.
For 7 damage.
Dunk.
Not losing my rage this turn, fuckers.
Alrighty. Any other actions?
No, because I took the dash action.
Okay. Flynn.
Alright, Carboy. 1, 2, 3. Carboy can only move 15 feet. I'm guessing can't fire into darkness. But well,
yeah, sure you Carboy can.
Doesn't have.
No, you can roll into darkness. You can roll into darkness. Roll a d6. See what you hit.
You can absolutely fire into darkness. I have successfully dispatched an enemy by doing this. Get on my level. Although I'd like to take a moment and really appreciate that through the magic of D&D, what Jeff has created is a sentient cat who can take a box with him wherever he goes to swat at things from the inside of as they pass him by. Like, he's the magic D&D version of a cat reaching outside of a shoebox and just swatting it.
Alright, I was... Wait, where was I? I think I was here.
I have a feeling this fight went no way that Lucas thought it was going to.
The darkness.
I mean, I expect you to fight.
Yeah.
With the darkness is definitely hindered what I'm trying to get the ghouls to do.
How do you dispel this darkness, Jeff?
Jeff's going to do it.
He decides he's done toying.
I mean, or you can cast Daylight.
That is true.
I don't have that one, but if you want to...
Yeah, that's third level.
If you want to get rid of this darkness, it would be pretty dope.
Swat.
That's all I can do.
I'm okay with it once I get a grapple.
Get swatted.
Cool. Not gonna firebolt anything in the darkness?
Can I see anything to firebolt?
No.
Okay.
Is that a prerequisite?
You could roll a d6 to see what you hit, and it's disadvantaged.
Cool.
Yeah.
I messed up.
What?
I should not still be rolling with Hex.
Why? Oh, because your eyes?
No, because it's concentration.
Oh,
so darkness.
Oh, got it. Fine.
It's not a big deal. So from now on, you'll know.
Yep.
You firing away there, Flynn?
No.
Okay.
Chicken.
The order is Josh, who is still hanging out down there. This guy is probably way down here now.
Yep. I will move here and begin what will be the first 6 seconds of a 1 minute performance. directed at all of these members of my captive audience. You know what? I'm going to do it from over here so they can't get out.
Okay.
This will be the first round of my 10 rounds of slam poetry. the end awesome. Of which will be an enthralling performance, which is an ability I got from my new college. I'm in college now, BT Dubs, but it's an art school.
College now.
So I don't
know. University of Phoenix.
It's still a university. You got sued.
All right. It is the ghast's turn. The ghast above here will attempt to grapple the acolyte above it. It succeeds, and it will attempt to also move with it.
Did it roll at disadvantage?
Yes. He will only get... Looks like he can't move through the door, so he's actually only going to get there. But he has that acolyte in hand. This one, however, will attempt to attack the barbarian. Oof, no. Yep, that's an epic fail. So that one misses. It is now on Jeff. Jeff, you notice this other ghast has grabbed this acolyte and is attempting to head toward the door.
Okay, I have a question that I didn't think about before.
Mm-hmm.
If you force a creature to move, will it take the creature it's grappling with it or knock it out of its hands?
I would imagine I would give it an over-under to see if it could keep hold, just like getting attacked. If you're physically pushing the creature, or even with magic, if the creature is being pushed.
There might be rules for that in the PHB.
There's no rules that I found for losing the grapple. That's why I just given it, you know, if it's, you know, 10 or below, they lose grapple.
Okay.
11 or higher, they keep it. That's how I've been doing it. So do what you will, sir.
Okay. I'm going to move right there.
Okay. So he actually could take a disadvantaged op attack at you.
He could.
It's a 17 on the first roll and an 8 on the second roll. So that is a...
No.
8, 9, 10, 11,
12.
Nope.
Okay.
What are you doing, kitty?
Swat, swat, swat.
Hang on. Do both of these characters, could both these creatures get an op attack at you then?
Yeah, sure.
You were here, right?
Yep.
No, first roll was a 2. So you're safe.
24 to hit with an Eldritch Blast.
On which one?
This one.
The one about to be pushed 10
feet. That is a hit.
Yeah, I completely forgot that I took the
force one that pushes him back. Yeah.
What, I don't remember what it's called. The invocation.
Right.
I took Devil's Sight and the one that pushes you back with Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
So
thanks for not making me run at my turn.
He will keep the grapple. How far do I push back and how much damage you hit me with?
10 feet.
10 feet.
Sharing is caring.
So you can't stop in the same space as his buddy, so he's only going to get 5 feet because his buddy's right in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
How much damage for Eldritch?
10. Oh, wait, no.
5 damage.
Okay.
And I will drop the darkness.
Yay!
Let there be light.
Okay. Darkness is now gone. Everybody can see.
Guess whose turn it is?
It is the ghoul's turn.
Yup.
So this one will... Oh, wait, he's at halved because of he's carrying a character.
Yup.
So one ghoul disappears empty-handed. Another ghoul ends up just below the cat. It is now Schroeder's turn.
Run up and block the door.
I was going to grapple the ghast. Because you already did a significant amount of damage to the ghoul.
Okay.
Yeah, get him grappled.
And because you dropped the... because I'm still raging and you dropped darkness, I now have advantage on it as well.
Okay. This ghoul has never been hit. Oh, no, it has. My apologies.
I was confused.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I'm looking at the wrong thing. It's this ghast.
So, there's a 20.
That is to grapple.
Yeah, but I'm at advantage, so I'm rolling again. Okay, yeah, 20.
You got him.
Okay.
And he also lets go.
Good boy. And then I'm going to roll for my bonus to attack him. Oh, he also takes 3 damage from me grappling him first.
Right.
And you feel it now, Mr. Krabs. Grappled.
And 14's going to hit.
Yes, well.
1d4 for 8 damage. So he's taken 11 total from my grapple.
Yep. Still standing.
That's fine. He's in my arms.
Flynn, you can see now.
Hey. All right, Carboy. Let's do this. 1, 2, 3. Can I go... Can I get all of them? I don't think so. Okay. Carboy is going to go ahead and fire at... Actually, I'm going to keep Carboy here. He's going to fire on... Actually, I'll keep him here. Fire on this dude. 12.
Nope.
That is a miss. He's also behind cover because he's behind that... the pew.
Nah, Carboy hovers.
Carboy hovers?
Yes.
I don't think that's a thing.
All right, then I'm going to say, fine. Actually, wait.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're not a melee character.
You tell me my business?
If you want to get in there high and tight, you go right ahead.
Tap that keg.
Get it.
Loosen the nozzle.
Potentially go.
Make some foam.
Go here. And I'm going to cast Thunder Wave.
Fun. What does Thunder Wave do?
Can you get further and Thunder Wave out from them going back into the hole?
I have very small legs. Maybe yeah. I'll save the old Thunder Wave.
Oh, no.
No, go for it. One,
no,
two,
do it. Do it. Light him up.
One, two, three, four. I could get here. I could get here.
The acolytes.
I'm going to push here and here. So these two and this guy, unfortunately, need to make con saving throws DC 14.
14?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm just outside of your range?
Yeah. It's a 15-foot cube, so I'm just going to...
Yeah, it's a 15-foot cube centered on you.
Yeah.
It's You're hitting all the squares around
you. So it's everybody. Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Originating from you.
Yeah. You're the center of the cube.
I gave him temporary hit points. They're fine. Even if
the ones you gave temporary hit points to are already by you. These two never had the temps. They were at the top of the top of the thing.
He doesn't need to know this. It's fine.
Now if the language of the spell is a 15-foot cube originating from you. It does not say I'm the center of the cube. It just says it is a 15-foot cube that extends from me, originates from me. So I've played this... No. I've played this where one corner of the cube is a starting place and it like bursts out.
Mm.
But you're the DM. It's your call. But if that's the case, I'm going to...
The way I've always understood it is that you are the center of it.
Okay.
I'm not worried about taking damage. I've lost 2 HP, if that's what you're concerned with.
All right, let's light these acolytes up.
plus my con save is pretty good.
So Jeff also needs to make one then.
Yeah. All these. Feet, right?
Everybody in this area needs to make
well,
one.
Well, if it's a 15-foot cube originating from me.
Just the squares around you.
Yeah. The immediate squares. Jason.
Over to here. Well, you can't see the box that I'm drawing. But one, two,
yeah.
Three, that's 15 feet.
Oh, I see what you're saying. 15. Sorry. Okay.
So right, everybody so adjacent
this,
to me.
This acolyte failed.
Of course it did.
I already rolled his. So the ghast next to it. He said DC 14 con save, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
They get blown to bits. They technically didn't get abducted.
Pass.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Almost got her there, bud.
Hope you didn't deck her.
Pass.
So,
right, so, are you f***ing kidding me? The ghouls passed.
No, so
and all my friends failed.
The ghast passed. The ghoul failed. This acolyte passed, but this Ooh. Acolyte failed.
Just stoved her in.
So what needs to happen here?
Gibbled it.
Do you want me to roll damage
yeah.
for each person?
All right, pick who's getting what here.
All right.
No, just roll one damage. Everybody gets the same.
Okay, seven.
That's it.
Everybody gets seven damage.
And anyone who, if they pass, it's half. And anyone who failed gets... Push back 10 feet.
God damn it.
So again, this one can't move because this guy's in front of him. Yep. This one can't move because he's in front of him, so they don't go anywhere.
Kaboom. Stop, drop, kaboom, baby.
Damage.
Wait, do I need to roll to see if I drop my grapple? Or does he go with me?
Oh, you're grappled. I forgot about that. Yeah, I've just been doing an over-under.
Can we just do opposed strength?
Sure. I got a 16.
It's a strength check.
Wait, you're right. It is a strength check. Ha
ha. Ah! Oh, yeah. There he is.
Fuck you. He goes with me.
Okay.
It's Scooter.
So drag him over to me.
Okay. This ghoul took damage. You knock him out.
Nice. I would be lobbying for spiked armor damage from that.
I don't care. He's not getting away from me.
Oops, this acolyte gets pushed 10 feet. This acolyte.
Oh, wait. No, you're right. Pushed. That's a successful grapple check. He takes 3 damage.
Oh, okay.
New broken combo just involves Flynn blowing up Schroeder half the time.
All right.
I launch him into other people.
Anything fastball else, sir? Special, man.
Anything else, sir?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Is there anything else you can do to maybe light everybody on fire? Or
that's next turn.
Well, Josh, you can see everybody now. You're just stuck at the bottom of the map. So
I am already 2 stanzas in to what is going to be the most exciting 60 seconds of these altar boys' lives, and I will not deprive them of the rest.
All right.
I don't have to make performance checks, but I will. So there we go.
27.
Good God.
They are enthralled.
Yeah, they are.
They forgot there's even a fight going on.
All right.
With your 27.
They just hear me sliding across the floor, cursing.
Yeah.
Dragging something twice my size. You're not going anywhere.
I'm telling a scary story. I rolled so well, I used the sound of your spikes dragging across the floor as the monster scratching at something. The timing was impeccable. Chills. I have goosebumps. It's just, I mean, we have 8 more rounds of this, people. I don't know if they can take it. I walk around as I perform, so I'm moving a little. There we go. I'm done. That's what I got.
Good Christ.
That one's going to move away.
Thank God we have Carboy.
20, 25, 30. Op attack on the acolyte that just ran off is a 16 to hit. That's a hit. 4. Actually, I have not hit with one of these yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit, damage.
You hit Jeff first turn.
So not with a claw. Oh, yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
2, 5. So only 5. Only 5 damage on that one, which is the one that failed earlier.
Yeah. That
took 7 damage, so he dies.
Well.
I'm just gonna take him off the screen. He's dead. Oh.
Okay.
So then it goes back to top of the order. No, sorry, that was top of the order. So Ghast's turn. This one, even though he is in your grasp, will attempt to attack you, sir. No longer in dark vision. Ugh, God damn it, that's a miss. This one will come up on the gnome. He will claw. And that's probably a miss. That's a 6. Jeff, it's on you.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast the Ghast on the other side of Bung.
The gnome.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
Right over the gnome's head.
Cool.
Get bunged.
20 to hit.
That hits.
Ooh, you almost buzzed my tip.
Can you put your hex on him since you're not concentrating anymore?
I lost concentration on it when I cast darkness.
Oh, okay.
That should have been +4. That's a 10.
Just a 10?
Yep.
Okay.
And he is pushed 10 feet back.
Take a seat, sir.
So he's sitting down on the pew now.
I would argue for prone.
Why?
He tripped and knocked him down.
He tripped over the pew.
The old pew prone bone.
If you're pushed back and the pew's perfectly like knee level, it's going to put you down.
I rolled a 15 on my over under. He is sitting down.
Okay.
Not prone. I will argue that he will lose half his movement to stand back up.
That's fine with me.
He's sitting. Slight advantage for you there. Anything else for you?
No, I don't have any bonus actions or anything.
Okay. It is the ghoul's turn, but it looks like the ghouls are all dead or gone. So, I'm going to scratch them off of the initiative. Schroeder.
It's my turn. So, can I make a strength check just to rip the emerald straight out of this guy's head?
It would be an unarmed combat attack, so...
That's one damage plus six. I say that's how you kill him.
What? Really? I have. There's spikes on my fists.
Like that Game of Thrones dude. Who's the dude who got his face crushed? Oh. Spoilers.
Oh,
the Viper.
But these are gems. So.
But they're like, I can't just like manhandle his eye and grab it and re-yank it out.
Unarmed combat. I would give you that.
I would make that more of the flavor text for the kill.
Okay, well then I'll do that. I'm not going to just do that. Yeah, I'm just going to hit him.
Yeah, with your fist.
He looks weak. I'll give you that. That's a miss, though.
Yep.
That's a D. Oh,
hate
sorry.
To see it.
Yeah, so anything else?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking spike the shit out of him. Ah, fucking missed with both of them.
You know, you haven't used your reckless assault yet.
Yeah, I know. It's too late now, though.
Yeah.
Flynn?
Yeah. All right, Carboy, don't be afraid. Wait, Carboy's right up on this motherfucker, right?
He is within reach, yes.
That's my son! I'm going to firebolt the guy who's trying to chat up my son.
Sure, he's just taking a breather.
Don't you touch my boy!
That's my boy! Get over here, Carboy! Damn it. I've abandoned my child! Carboy is going to do what
Daddy
called
him. You're going to take an op attack with him? Okay, let's just say.
He's going to fire at him. 18 from old Carboy for 10 damage. And he gets knocked back 5 feet. He screams, that's my purse. I don't know you.
Kaboom.
Then fires.
Back up on his feet.
Like a Catholic church for this dude.
anything else for you?
Let's see. I will... See any of those gems around?
Not that you can see.
None of these dead fellas?
This guy here would have them, and this guy here would have them. You're correct. Mm,
that guy and I'm adjacent
this guy,
to.
And here.
Scoop. You and got some gems. Scoop.
And then cool. He gets pulled into the door. Just straight murdered.
Head was worth it for the gems.
Josh, top of the order.
I am now rounding the corner to the second act from the first act of my spoken word slam poetry play about fragile male egos and how to overcome them with just sheer sexuality and inclusiveness.
Nice.
There we go. Again, not necessary, but I insist.
Sure.
I'm getting real close to this guy for this part because it's important that I look him in his eyes.
Sure.
That's my turn.
This guy will attack the gnome.
Does Carboy get op attacks?
No, he pushed me away from Carboy. Carboy pushed me
out
of his own range.
My bad. I forgot about that.
Ranger danger.
Yep. However, a 6 will probably not hit you. I will now attack the guy who is grappling Damn it. To 9. All right. Do Jeff.
I'm going to attack the guy he's grappling.
Okay.
Don't you take this from me, cat.
16 to hit.
It's a hit.
You son of a bitch.
For 6 damage.
It dies.
God, thank you.
It dies in your arms.
He only did that because I bitched.
The emeralds drop to the ground. Anything else for you?
I'll move over.
You know, Schroeder, that's okay. The second dude to go limp in your arms this encounter. You got to work on your your bedside manner, dude.
Take off the gauntlet first.
It is your turn, Schroeder. It's on you, Schroeder.
1, 2, 3, 4, grapple.
Get grappled.
You got this big axe, and you're just giving guys hugs.
You got the
cool yeah, one. Because it's advantage, and then they can't move, because I'm still raging.
Just the angriest hugs ever.
Yeah.
So mad he forgot how to use an axe.
I've been so mad you just squeeze a dude to death.
So I also rolled a 15, so...
I have advantage.
Oh.
And presumably a higher ability.
Nope. So, does that mean I met your AC? How does that work? Is that the other way around?
You met the strength versus strength.
I mean, attacker always wins, right? If you meet an AC.
Yeah,
that is true. Yes. So yes, you have a hold of him.
So yeah. Your damage. So he takes he automatically takes 3 damage, and now I'm gonna use my bonus action. To spike his bitch ass. 1, 4, 6. Oh, I gotta roll. Nope. No damage.
No damage.
Just on my bonus action.
Oh, your bonus action missed? Gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah. I
forgot you had to roll an attack.
Yeah, your rage ended last turn anyway.
Did it?
You didn't. You missed both attacks, and you didn't take any.
Oh, you're right. Oh, it did.
Yep. So you're not raging right now, anyway.
Which didn't matter. My first roll was the 15.
Right. Correct.
You can still attack recklessly, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. Damn.
Just giving out reckless hugs.
Yeah. Well,
your attack action would have been a grapple, and then your bonus was to spike. So you don't have another attack action.
Correct.
Flynn.
Oh, yeah.
You're right up on him.
All right. Come on, Cowboy. Let's finish this.
Give him a little tickle.
Cowboy! Fire! 16.
Hit.
9 damage.
Kerpow.
He looks weak.
All right. Well, then I'm going to firebolt him. 21 inches. 7 damage.
7 damage?
Yes.
He drops.
Ah, ha, ha. I don't even let those emeralds hit the floor. Pluck them right out of his peeps.
Congratulations, sir. You have a pocket full of emeralds and a room full of dead individuals. I'm going
to
move
this guy.
No
time to count the dead.
This guy is dead, by the way.
Oh.
I don't know if you noticed.
We're not
this,
counting.
But if I hold on to things, they die. I don't know what's going on there.
Usually. You're out of initiative.
Yeah, and at this point, I walk back to the other end of the sanctuary or whatever this is. I grab the guy that we were talking to by the collar and say, "What are you not telling us?"
I don't know. I don't know anything.
Should I hug him?
No. Boots puts his claws right up against the side of this guy's face.
He begins crying and continues to say, "I don't know." I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Come on, Carboy. We got to defuse this situation.
Father Baird must know more. Father Baird must know more.
You think he's still alive at this point?
I don't know. I don't know, Omar, but if he...
Say I don't know again one more fucking time. Carboy, I changed my mind.
Is Father Baird a fan of emeralds?
He's not emeralds?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
You ever seen him wear any?
He does not wear any type of strange jewelry of any kind.
You ever been in his chambers? I imagine in a place like this, most of you young acolytes spend a lot of time there.
Yes, his chambers are full of books and his other personal belongings.
Like butt plugs.
Are any of his personal belongings emeralds?
To my knowledge, no.
Or emerald studded?
Yep.
If you look around and like none of these guys have any jewelry on except for like, you know, whatever emblem is for that saint.
Okay.
The room that those creatures burst through, if you go in and take a left, there's a short hall and a stairway that spirals down.
What's a health potion do?
2d4 plus 2.
Yeah. Or if you guys want to take a short rest, you can roll some dice.
Yeah, I can heal you guys up.
Oh, you can just do that, right?
There are some magical people.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Short rest. I'll get all my spell slots back.
Yep.
Do I need to roll hit dice, or how much would you provide, sir?
Wow. You get...
Hey, there we go.
11. Who else needs it?
No, I'm that good. Puts me back up to full.
All right.
Yeah, that puts me back up to full, too.
Perfect.
I'm going to round out my my fifth act. I'll go ahead and abridge the rest of my performance. So now all these guys are my friend. There's more stuff that goes with it, but I think it's unnecessary at this point.
So we lost a total of two acolytes, right? One got pulled and one died?
Correct.
One got...
Like those numbers.
It's not bad. All right, cool. Where's the well?
Well, how much of...
He explained to you that if you go back into the room that those creatures came from and then take a left, there's a stairwell that will go down.
What were you asking, Josh?
I was just wondering how much of this one shot there is left to go since we're rounding up on...
So let me open up that door.
To the well!
So I've opened door to the well. So inside of that room, if you guys want to move into that room, you may. Inside of that room, there is a doorway that goes to the north. There's also a door to the south.
Yeah, what's in that room?
And you open
Does
up
it
that
open
room,
up?
It is storage. It is barrels of wine and that sort of thing.
Okay. Nothing of import in there?
No.
That stands out?
Nothing that stands out. Nothing strange.
I can't see anything in this next room.
Because you don't have dark vision.
Oh.
I do.
Yep. Shoot. You don't have dark vision. You can't see in there. So,
we'll cast light.
Yeah, I mean.
Wait, how do I get dark vision? I'm a gnome.
Yeah, you're kind of screwed. You're gonna have to carry a torch.
I feel like a gnome. Light. I feel like gnomes. Have
dark vision.
Gnomes do.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So hang on a second. So,
about to throw.
Night vision
fit.
Is it 60 feet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh,
can you see now?
Yes. Come, cool. Carboy.
So you guys go up into the northern portion of the church. You find the stairwell that goes down.
I can see the black screen. Give me the... I'm going to cast light, whatever that is.
I don't know. Yep, I can see.
Okay.
What's the range on light? Is it 60?
Let me find...
I think it's like 20.
I think it's 20.
I think it's 20, yeah.
Let me get a little light token here.
Yeah, 20 and then dim light out to 40.
It's 20-40?
Yeah, 20-40.
Oh, baby.
How's that working for you?
Looks good.
Good. So that light is now in your possession. So at the bottom of the well goes down about 40 feet to a circular crumbling chamber. Two tunnels of unworked stone extend in opposite directions from that chamber. Water sloshes somewhere in the distance. A sealed stone door sits opposite the tunnels. Two hands holding a deep bowl form the handles. The door has no lock. Hey folks, thanks for listening. Crypts of Azeroom, written by Kelsey Dion. Music by Magmi Soundtracks, being used under Creative Commons License 0.0.